Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit appalachiancre.com.
Hey, Pleasant, good morning to you. Welcome into another installment of Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Glad to have you with us on this Thursday morning. Our show brought to you, as always, by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Got a great show for you today. We're going to talk about the Re-Energize Watauga live event coming up Saturday evening at the Appalachian Theater, a virtual concert that will be a fundraising event for the Re-Energize Watauga Fund, which we've talked about a ton on this program, a local loan program that can help Watauga County businesses gain access to capital here at still a very critical time for our business community. So we'll have Laura Kratt of the Appalachian Theater and Danny Wilcox from Appalachian Mountain Brewery and the We Can So You Can Foundation with us here in just a few moments. Before we get to that, a couple of things that we want to mention to you. Tonight, we have another virtual event going on. It's our first virtual ribbon cutting. We're doing that at Blue Deer on King. That is the new restaurant or new ice cream and coffee shop located on King Street just across from First Baptist Church. We'll be with Austin Northern and his team, helping them cut the ribbon on their new facility tonight at 5 o'clock. So you can check that out on Facebook Live and join us as we welcome another local business to our community with a second location, this one in downtown Boone. We also have tomorrow our virtual forum, Friday Forum, and this will be discussing getting back into the job market. We've got six panelists that are going through a number of different things to explain how the COVID-19 pandemic has changed how people are getting back into the workforce, what hiring managers are looking for. Some people that were laid off back at the beginning of all of this, you know, maybe haven't been in the job market for a while. So what tactics are out there now that can help those folks best package and identify themselves to future employers? So we'll have that conversation tomorrow morning. That's our Friday forum, jumping back into the job market. And that will go from 10 to 11:15. You can register for that at boonchamber.com. We'll take a break. When we come back, Laura Kratt and Danny Wilcox will talk Re-Energize Watauga Live. You're listening to Mind Your Business this morning, an exclusive presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson with the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce joining you here today. And as we mentioned just a moment ago, we are discussing the Re-Energize Watauga Live event that is coming up this weekend, a virtual concert that will help generate funds for the Re-Energize Watauga Fund that is out there to help small businesses that are dealing with some of the financial challenges here presented by COVID-19. Today, we've got Laura Kratt and Danny Wilcox with us. Laura, of course, the executive director of the Appalachian Theater. Danny Wilcox is the beer guy. what is your official title these days, Danny? Because I think you've got more of a, there's an ambassadorial element to this too that I want to make sure that everybody's aware of also.
Yeah, so current title is Activations Brand Manager for Appalachian Mountain Brewery.
And beer guy. All right. So you're the guy that puts on all these great events. So a little bit of background here about how Re-Energize Watauga Live came to be. And I can start this conversation. So as we have been discussing for the last couple of months, the Watauga County Economic Development Commission, Mountain BizWorks, and the Chamber came together on an idea for a community fund similar to what has been deployed in some other communities through Western North Carolina by Mountain BizWorks. And this fund is aimed at getting money in the hands of small businesses that have been impacted by COVID and maybe haven't had as much success as others in getting access to loan funds like PPP loans or EDL loans or lines of credit from a traditional lender. So Mountain BizWorks has deployed these programs throughout the state, many of them on the front end of the PPP, and they served as bridge loans. What we've kind of designed this fund to be is more of a backside, getting ready to open, or maybe seeing your PPP loan fund start to deplete and you know that your volume's not quite right yet, so you need a little bit of a cash infusion to help just make everything work here as we are going through what is a relaunch of our community. So Re-Energize Watauga was born out of that. We have had a number of local contributors, the Watauga County Economic Development Commission, by action of the Board of Commissioners here in Watauga County, pledged $100,000 to get the fund started, and several other sponsors have come in and helped seed that fund with money that can eventually be given out as loans to the business community. So that's kind of where we sit as of now. As we talk about the formation of the event, Danny Wilcox has been involved through Appalachian Mountain Brewery in a series of virtual concerts that have been going on throughout the last few months. So Danny, I know we had that conversation about maybe bringing this element. We'll get to that in a minute. But what have you noticed about the virtual concert experience and how that's been a very welcome fundraising opportunity for nonprofits and businesses really all over the place during this COVID time period?
Yeah, you know, I've noticed, during when this first started happening, that there's a strong reality of, you know, for people to kind of get through this, there's going to be a lot of change and adaptation, you know, and how quickly people can kind of adjust their typical way of doing business or how they reach an audience. It's going to be kind of crucial for making, you know, an impact during this time. And, you know, first off, you know, as a business, you know, there's definitely one way, like the virtual stuff is a new reality that we live in. Everything from just even going how we shop now at home and how we work at home and everything. So everyone's pretty plugged in right now virtually anyways. And then, as far as nonprofit organizations go, the needs that they had didn't stop just because COVID happened. And, you know, I kind of jumped on the bandwagon of, you know, doing some a virtual live events. And, getting started with that, wasn't really sure how it would work. I've had in the past before COVID, you know, I've done virtual events, but, with the attention of it, it wasn't as much as it is now. And so we did our first event and, you know, we had $1,000 match from, the We Can So You Can Foundation, a nonprofit that I helped run here, in Boone. And, it was amazing to see people come out and tune in and also willing to give during that time. And we continued to grow that success, over about six, seven weeks. And that raised about $19,000 by doing just a virtual concert at the brewery. And that's with, you know, limited partnership and, trying to get a message out, you know, with limited marketing as well. But, we had success with it and saw that there's opportunity. And every week we grew it to a better production level as well, working with a friend, Jeremy Barnes, who's actually has really invested into some incredible equipment that he's hoping to help a lot of other businesses in town. And he's going to be helping us with the show as well. And so I think, you're going to see the impacts of what this can be and people looking to invest into making this a more of a reality of how we interact and how we do stuff, just like we're doing now.
And as these assets have been deployed and these new technologies have been deployed, it has again been a lifeline for a number of nonprofits who are deeply involved in the COVID response. I know a couple of the nonprofits that We Can So You Can partner with early on in this. Hunger and Health Coalition certainly has been impacted by this. Oasis certainly has been impacted by this. And to your point, a lot of spring fundraisers have been canceled. A lot of revenue streams have started to dry up. So for the nonprofits, this was a creative way to get some infusion to make sure services could continue to be delivered at such a critical time. So we'll bring Laura Kratt into this now, because about the same time that Danny was starting this up, Laura, I remember getting a phone call from you that said, hey, you know, we've got this theater here. We'd love to figure out a way to use it to the advantage of the community, and whether it's through hosting a virtual event like this or just knowing that this facility is here, what possibilities are there? So there was some conversation between Danny, yourself, John Cooper, and a few other organizations that ultimately led to this. But this is an excellent opportunity to again show what a community theater means to a community. This isn't just necessarily about putting things on the stage. This is about utilizing a central gathering point for a very important purpose.
Absolutely. And, you know, an important part of a community theater is you want to be part of the fabric of the community. I think that's why people value the Appalachian Theater, because it has been a place where people have grown up. They've gone there their whole lives. And it is just killing us to be closed right now. We've been shut down. You know, we worked so hard 8 years. The Swiss community's really rallied to get this theater open, and we were opened in October, and then we closed in March. And so we have just been trying to say, waiting for the time that's appropriate. So how do we partner with folks in our community to help leverage what they're doing? How can what we do help them do what they do better? And while broadcasting is, and live broadcast is not necessarily something that we do theatrical productions day in, day out. And so we're very excited to play host to this event, to have it happen on the stage. These are being able to reach out to local artists and showcase them. This is a great opportunity for that. But you know, I think bottom line, it's about trying to get our community back on its feet and doing what the title of this small loan program is re-energize Watauga. And this is the time, you know, we don't want to sit around and wait and sit on our hands waiting for something to happen. We need to jump in and be proactive. And we're very excited at the theater to be able to do this. It's a challenging time we're all in, but I think this is the time to say, instead of looking at what we can't do, let's focus on what we can do.
Well, and I think from a technical perspective as well, as Danny has been able to do very well with the concerts at Appalachian Mountain Brewery, to bring four acts in means you need a little bit more space, you need a little bit more flexibility and freedom to get people in and out. And this seems to lend itself not only well to the theater's size and abilities, but also just some of the technical element of that, to be able to have that high quality experience and be able to showcase again, let people's eyes get inside the theater. As you mentioned, you've been closed since March. I know the doors are going to open again one of these days real soon. So kind of a creative way to get people inside as well, I would imagine.
Absolutely. We have so many donors that live here part year that are up here for the summer, and they really want to see the theater, and they haven't been able to do so. So this is a way for, once again, to kind of show off the theater a little bit. We just got a foundation grant to buy a grand piano a couple of months ago. So we have this brand new Yamaha grand piano sitting on stage that has not been played. So we're going to get an artist that's got Jeff Little, who's going to break it in, which will be perfect. We have lighting and sound, but we're also very, you know, we wouldn't be able to do this without, you know, partnerships with Danny and with y'all, but also we have a great partner in Jackson Sumner and Associates, who's bringing in a whole professional quality broadcast team to do a four camera shoot for this event, which is just extraordinary. And they're donating their time. They're being incredibly generous, and we couldn't do it without their support. So it really is a pulling together of the community to make something like this happen.
A true community event to help re-energize Watauga. Re-energize Watauga Live, coming to a virtual device of your choice near you Saturday from 5 to 9. When we come back from the break, we're going to get into the nuts and bolts, what you can expect to see, who's going to be performing, and how you can help the local business community here through these challenging times that COVID-19 has presented. We're back with more of Mind Your Business after this on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business this morning here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Our program brought to you, as always, by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. I'm David Jackson with the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, joined by Danny Wilcox of Appalachian Mountain Brewery, Laura Kratt of the Appalachian Theater. We are talking about Re-Energize Watauga Live, again, a virtual concert event coming to your screens and devices Saturday evening from 5 to 9. Four different acts that will be playing on stage at the Appalachian Theater that we will bring to your home, to your boat, to wherever you happen to be, and give you the experience of live music in a way that will benefit the community once again. Laura, if you can, run us down the list of performers. This has got to be one of the more impressive groups that we've seen, groups of performers that we've seen come through the Appalachian Theater since the doors reopened last fall.
Well, you know, we are incredibly blessed to have so many talented musicians and artists in the West, in the high country. And so this is a great opportunity to bring them together. And so we are starting with, it's going to be an act, basically each one gets about a 50-minute set. We're going to start at 5 o'clock with the Todd Wright and Friends. So that's going to be a quartet of jazz. That'll be, Todd Wright is on faculty at ASU and he leads the jazz programs, and he's performed Cafe Rustica. He does the high country jazz through here, so he's well known in the community. Then we're going to segue into the Harris Brothers, who did a tremendous fundraiser actually with at Annie's, Danny's place a couple of years ago, I believe, that was incredibly successful. So we're very pleased to have them back. We will then segue into Darren and Brooke Aldridge, who are multi-time International Bluegrass Music Award winners that live up the road a little bit. And then we're going to wrap up with the Jeff Little Trio, who's going to break in that piano and bring things to a close.
Excellent. And as we look at the, again, the kind of ins and outs of this, four acts will perform in the middle of all of this. We'll have an opportunity to kind of engage folks and give them the opportunity to donate to the fund. And a simple way to do that will be obviously to utilize the website, and all of this information will be bannered on the screen. You can't miss it. Or you'll actually have a call-in option for those that are maybe not as excited about giving online. There'll be the good old-fashioned telethon style way of being able to call and talk to a live operator and get that information out. Laura, we'll give you the opportunity to give that those directives here in just a moment. Danny, I want to kind of go back to you for a moment here and talk through, you know, the camaraderie that has come out of these concerts has been special. I think that's what adds to the experience. It's bringing live music like you are used to seeing when you go out to a restaurant, when you go out to a venue. You're bringing that experience inside someone's house, and that has been a very welcome change of pace, I think, at a time where so many things are being taken away from us, to be able to have that again. How have you seen that experience really not only light up the folks that are watching, but light up the folks that are willing to donate for the causes that you're promoting at these times?
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of these different virtual shows, and, you know, be honest with you, like, some of them, even, like, when we started out, like, the sound quality and the video quality might have been harder to tune in and watch for a long time. You still wanted to participate, but, you know, it's exciting, especially working here with the theater and the amount of quality that we're going to be bringing in. Like, this is something you can sit back and, you know, watch at your home and truly enjoy it, and not just because you want to help out, but also because it's going to be truly an experience that you don't want to miss. I mean, the ability to see, you know, different parts in the theater, probably some behind the scenes, some great interviews talking about updates for town as well, but also, you know, just seeing people come together. I know this giving to this program is something that's really important to me, because I know, you know, we've been doing a lot of different stuff for the nonprofits in town, and which is very crucial and very important. But also right now to give something like this that, you know, to our neighbor that owns a local business in town, and be able to find a way to give to that, which I know a lot of people have been trying to figure out ways to support local businesses at this time. And this is something that's going to go right directly into the pockets of people that really need it the most. So really exciting to get behind this program.
Absolutely. And this is, again, a loan program that is being administered by Mountain BizWorks, and we'll have plenty of information during the broadcast on Saturday about how folks can look into the loan program and see if it is something that is right for them. Again, businesses are in many, many different places right now in terms of finance, and it could be that quick cash infusion that can help make sure that doors stay open, or in some cases, make sure that doors get open when those businesses are able to do so. And as I mentioned, a number of community partners have come together on this. Certainly the We Can So You Can Foundation, Appalachian Mountain Brewery, the Appalachian Theater for being the host of this, but then Blue Ridge Energy, the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, First Horizon Bank, the High Country Impact Fund, Wells Fargo, all have contributed money into the fund. Deal Mosley and Smith, a well-known law firm here in town, Skyline, Skybest, also contributing to the event itself and providing some match opportunities that will help kind of drive the fundraising through the event. So I think, and I'll get both of your takes on this as we kind of close up, the opportunity to bring folks together. I think the one of the silver linings in all of this has been that ingenuity, creativity, and togetherness seem to rise to the top when you've got a situation like this. Laura, I'll start with you. I think that the theater is so well positioned to be a host of a community gathering to help benefit the uniqueness of what we're all about. I think this just lines up correctly for what the theater has been about since the revitalization efforts behind the facility were first talked about, you know, almost a decade ago now.
Exactly. And I think Danny had talked about we need to adapt and change and pivot. And so this, we're doing this kind of, it's a two-step where we're doing something completely different than what anybody thought that we'd be doing. But at the same time, we're looking back to who we are and bring us together because we want the theater to be that touchstone for the community. We want to kind of shine a bright light on who we are, what our culture, who we are as a community, and how we can do things and how we can be better. And what are those conversations that we can have? And I think that this is just the beginning. And we'll continue to look for partners that'll help us find these new paths. And so we're really thrilled to be working with the Chamber, with BizWorks, and for Danny to be the MC of this. And David, I know you'll be up there on mic a lot. It's just going to be a great evening. And it's just the start of something very exciting for the theater.
Danny, I only wish that you had a matching green suit to wear for this, because we could really be a dynamic duo there. But I think Laura might've hit it on the head, Danny, in saying this is who we are. I think this is a great opportunity again for Watauga County to come out and support their own. This loan fund is available only to Watauga County businesses. So again, this is about infusing dollars here in our local community that can help local businesses survive.
Yeah. It's, coming together, and I like to add in too, if people still want to get involved, there's still opportunities for, if you're a business listening to this as well. Like you said, bringing people together, this is, not about one person or getting more of the credit or not. It's really just about us coming together when, a lot of times right now, a lot of businesses that normally would support these kind of things are not in a place to do that. And then there's some that are obviously that have benefited from the situation, and that, just hopefully everyone can just, if they have an opportunity to help out right now, that's, I know, like for me, when I look back, in time at looking back at this moment, hopefully in the future, I'm going to be, proud of what we've done as a community, and we've all stuck in there together.
Yeah, I would certainly agree with that, and we look forward to having more opportunity to discuss sponsorship opportunities and those type things in the future. So if anybody is interested in sponsoring this event, contact us at the Chamber. We'll point you in the right direction at that, and certainly thank Danny and Laura for their time here this morning, and hopefully we'll have a great event Saturday, and we'll be able to continue on with providing opportunities to businesses here in our community. So thank you both for your time.
Thank you, David.
All right. That does it for this installment of Mind Your Business. We'll be right back with you again, same time, same place next week here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.